Oh, thank you. It's so nice of you to finally close the door. It was starting to get cold in here. I was beginning to feel a bit of a draft. Now, you remain down here, as I said before, and I will make my way back upstairs. And whatever you do, don't disturb me!
Excuse me, lady, but, we're not exactly lost.
You're not? Oh, then what are you doing here? Did you come to rob an old lady like me? Me, an old lady, you come to rob? Oh my, what can you steal? A broken shutter? A cracked window? The mattress from a bed that's not there?
No, nothing like that. We came in for a different purpose.
Oh, for a different purpose? Let me see. What could that be? You came to kill me. What would you gain from killing an old lady like me?
We did not come here to kill you, and we didn't come here to rob you. We came here for a special service from you.
A special service? From me? What kind of a special service could you possibly want from me?
We need you to bring someone up from the dead.
To bring someone from the dead? Surely you are joking. I cannot do that. I don't know where you got such a crazy idea like that. What's the matter with you? Do you think because I'm an old lady who lives alone in the forest that I have nothing to do all day but to bring up people from the dead? Surely that must be a big joke. Yes. Don't you know that King Saul had soldiers going around searching for every witch that could be found and had them all killed? Well, I have an idea for you. If it is so important for you to bring up someone from the dead, then why don't you just take a shovel, go to the cemetery where he is buried, and dig him up from his grave?
No, that's not what we came here for. We did not come here to be told to go and dig someone up from the grave. We came here for you to bring someone up from the grave in a way that only you know.
Me? In a way only I know? What are you talking about? Are you trying to get me in trouble? Or perhaps even killed?
We have no time for jokes now. We have no time to waste. You cannot fool us. We know that you're a witch. We know all about you. You can trust us. We did not come here to have you killed. Otherwise, we would not have come here for your service.
Excuse me, my fellow friend. You don't seem to be getting anywhere with her. Here, let me try. Old lady, may I speak to you for a moment? Come here, please. I won't hurt you. Don't worry.
What? What are you doing? Where are you going with her?
Please, my friend, trust me. I know what I'm doing. I think my approach has a better chance of convincing her. Please, lady, if you don't mind, follow me to this corner where you have the lantern perched. Now, lady, please, take a close look at my face.
What? I can't believe this. Avnir, what are you doing here, my son? You told me that I would be safe here if I lived alone out here in the forest, and if I promised to stop practicing witchcraft. You said I would be protected here, and you wouldn't tell Sholomelech that I exist.
You are 100% right. That's what I said.
Then why are you bringing these other people here? And why are you trying to get me to practice witchcraft now? What are you trying to do to me? Are you trying to get me in trouble?
I have no time to explain, Mother. Just trust me. The man who is asking you to bring someone up from the dead is legitimate. He will not get you in trouble. He will not talk to the king. I know it for a fact.
How do you know? How? Tell me!
Just trust me, Mother. We haven't got much time. We are in a very big rush. You just don't understand what is at stake here. Now please, go help him. And don't worry about a thing. As I said before, trust us.
Okay. For you, my son. For you, I will do it. Just this one time. All right, I'll do it. Your friend over here convinced me, and therefore I will do it. But you must make sure that you never tell a soul. No one should ever know about this. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, I give you my word. Now, lady, could you please get on with it?
Okay, just follow me. It may be a little dark where we are going. Be sure to watch your step.
Don't worry, lady. I am not afraid. Come on! Time is of essence. We have no time to waste.
Well, be patient. This is not something that is done just like that, you know.